One of the great questions in life is the question of credibility. Who do we trust? And who do we believe? This question is always with us, since from the moment we are born, we are learning from the world around us, constantly taking in new things, new information. When we are born, we trust our parents. They are credible. We then trust our teachers. They are credible. We then trust our circle of friends, extended family, acquaintances. They are the credible ones, and our circle of trust expands. Yet something happens as we grow. We quickly learn that all of these people are not as infallible as we once thought. Our parents turn out not to be perfect. Our extended family, our friends, our teachers, sometimes they're wrong. The so-called experts are, in the end, so often wrong. We only have to comb the pages of the nearest history book to see how ridiculous the dogmas of the experts were in previous centuries. How do we know that the experts of our own century won't look equally as ridiculous in the future? Well, we don't. We don't know. In today's gospel, the disciples of Jesus were confronted with the question of credibility. They came face to face with a collection of statements that seemed unbelievable. Jesus taught them that if they are to have life in him, they must eat his flesh and drink his blood. A teaching that would have sounded as equally ridiculous to a first century Jew as it does to us today. This confrontation sparked two competing reactions. On the one hand, the scripture says that, quote, many of Jesus' disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied him. They could not understand, and so they left. Yet, on the other hand, Jesus turns to his 12 disciples and asks, do you also want to leave? Simon Peter answers him, Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God. Let us take careful notice of how St. Peter responds. St. Peter does not say that he has come to understand. St. Peter does not say that Jesus has started making sense to him. Nope. None of these. He says instead that he has come to believe in Jesus himself. Jesus is the credible one. Thus, St. Peter responds, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Now, the question of credibility causes many people in the modern world to adopt a typical posture. That is the posture of questioning all authority. All authority is suspect for many moderns. All authority must be questioned. Many claim that we cannot trust people, but we can only trust naked reason, just reason, or whatever we deem to be reasonable. Many claim that we cannot trust a personal witness. Personal witnesses lack objectivity. It's always a personal perspective. So instead, we must only trust what we see with our own eyes, what we hear with our own ears, or understand with our own intellects. Now, in spite of what it might seem, this insistence on personal certainty is a sleight of hand way of saying not that we trust no authority at all, but that we only trust our own authority. The insistence on personal certainty is a sleight of hand way of saying not that we don't trust any personal perspective, but that we only trust our own perspective. In truth, everybody has some person in whom they trust, even if it's themselves. Everybody has some authority they believe, even if it's their own authority. The man who claims to trust no authority has only set himself up as the sole infallible source in the entire cosmos. So even a presumed argument from reason alone turns out to be a veiled trust in authority in the end, even if it's our own. This is St. Peter's great insight. This is what we can learn from him. Recall, he cries out, "To whom shall we go? To whom shall we go?" St. Peter knew that once he first trusted in Jesus Christ, then the door of his understanding would be open. We need not wait until we fully understand what God teaches in order to place faith. We would be waiting for an eternity. We need not wait until we have figured it all out before we trust. We would be waiting for eternity. No. We believe what God teaches because he is supremely believable. We believe God not because we first understand him, but only because he is truth itself. He cannot lie. And that if we cannot trust him, we can trust nothing at all, even our own authority. Thus, St. Peter cries out, "To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Who else ought St. Peter to trust? Himself? How often in the Gospels is he mistaken? The same is true for us today. Who are we to trust? Our Holy Mother, the Church, teaches many things that are hard to understand. She teaches many things that are hard to accept, many things that seem to require great personal sacrifice. Can we accept these things even if we don't fully understand them yet? The answer must be yes. We can accept all that the Catholic Church teaches even if we don't understand it. We can trust her simply because she is the church established by Jesus Christ. She is his mouthpiece on planet Earth. And he has promised to lead her into all truth. Brothers and sisters, where else ought we to go but the church? Who else ought we to trust but the church? ourselves? How often are we mistaken? Are we to trust the experts? How often have they failed us? I would dare to say that if we cannot even trust the authority of the church that God Himself has established, we can scarcely trust anything at all. In closing, I would like to recall a story. The great author, Elie Wiesel, Holocaust survivor and Nobel Peace Prize winner, was once asked a question by a reporter. The reporter asked, "How can you still believe in God after the suffering of the Holocaust?" Wiesel looked at the reporter, said, "Believe in God? Who else am I supposed to believe in? Humanity? Look what humanity did." Although the reporter assumed, falsely, that no one could believe in a God who would allow suffering, Wiesel understood that in the face of such suffering, humanity has nowhere else to turn but God. When we no longer have any hope in ourselves, we must hope in God. We can no longer trust ourselves, we must trust in God. It is true that those in the church might at times seem unreliable. It is a sad truth that those in the church might lose our trust. They might do sinful things. They might scandalize us. This is very hard. These things try our faith to the extreme. Let us learn from St. Peter. We can always trust what our Holy Mother, the Church, teaches us. We can trust her because we first trust the one who speaks through her. He is trustworthy. He cannot lie. Brothers and sisters, to who else shall we go? He is our life. He is our way. He is our only hope. Amen.